And welcome to the Board of Canvassers meeting for South Lake County. September 19th, 2023. We'll call this meeting to order. We're going to begin with a public comment. If anyone is here that would like to comment, we'll have you come to the microphone right here. We'll give you 3 minutes. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to speak? Okay, seeing none, we'll move along to item number three. This is approval of our minutes from our last meeting, which was a year ago.
Madam Chair, can we take this vote with the eight of us?
I think that, first, I'm not officially the counsel for the Board of Canvassers, but I do think it's recommendable to fill the vacancy if there is a vacancy before voting.
Okay, all right. We'll do one last look. Laura, do we have Councilman Alvarado? He's been trying to get on, so A for effort on that for sure, but we do need to fill all 9 seats for the Board of Canvassers, and so Wayne Cushing, our esteemed treasurer, is the first alternate. Come on up, Wayne. Come on down. Yeah, we can. If you want to call in, we can just do it over the phone. I'm happy to. But we'd still love to have Wayne sit up here with us.
I think just in case.
Do you want me to just call him and see if I can get him?
Are you calling?
Yeah.
I keep texting him.
Do you have anything, do you have a joke you want to share or anything?
I have plenty of those, but I don't want to share.
Do you want me to just cut down?
That's right.
Okay, all right. Okay, everyone, we have Councilman Alvarado on the phone with us, and he is here participating, so thanks to Treasurer Cushing for being willing to be the alternate. We'll go ahead. We have a motion on the table for the approval of minutes from November 22nd, 2022. Motion by...
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, by a Board Member Bradshaw and a second by Board Member Harrison. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you. That passes. We'll go to item number four. This is our discussion item. The canvas of the September 5th, 2023 Special Congressional District Primary. And we'll turn the time over to our clerk, Lanny Chapman.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Board of Canvassers. We are here today to certify the 2023 primary election results for Congressional District 2 race. And I brought a visual aid in case we don't quite remember where CD2 is. So, let me help us see. I guess maybe here? If I'm tall enough? Really quick. I appreciate it. So the meeting has been properly noticed, and while your task today pursuant to 20A4301 is to canvass the aforementioned election returns, I thought I would start by talking to you guys just generally about the 2023 primary election generally. So during this election, we had 8 cities: Bluffdale, Brighton, Cottonwood Heights, Draper, Murray, Sandy, West Jordan, West Valley, and then Congressional District 2, Republican partisan primary. So as you can see in what we lovingly call CD2, it's part of Salt Lake, it is part of West Valley, South Salt Lake, part of Mill Creek, Magna, and part of Kearns. So here's our visual aid. Thank you so much, I really appreciate it. In total, there were 208,239 eligible voters for the 2023 primary who mailed a ballot. While Utah administers elections primarily by mail, we also offer the convenience of in-person voting for all eligible voters. We had 4 early vote centers: Salt Lake, Sandy, West Valley, and Draper, along with 12 election day vote centers: Bluffdale City Hall, Cottonwood Heights City Hall, Draper City Hall, Magna Senior Center, Mill Creek Library, Murray City Hall, the Salt Lake Government Center, Rivers Bend Senior Center, Sandy City Hall, Granite Library, the Viridian Event Center, West Jordan, and West Valley City Hall. In total, 784 people voted in person. 51,159 participated in this election using their by-mail ballot, for a total voter turnout of 51,919, or 24.9% of all eligible voters. While this percentage may seem low compared to the 2020 numbers, as compared to the 2019 primary, which was 28%, and the 2021 primary, which was 19%, we are well within the range of what would be seen as normal for a municipal primary election. We have been processing ballots in the EMC, Election Management Center, as properly noticed, allowing for poll watchers to come and observe the process. We've been asked about adjudication. This year, 51,159 by-mail ballots were received, with 406 needing to be adjudicated. We had 105 ambiguous marks, 141 blank ballots, 463 blank contests, and as you know, some ballots had multiple contests on one election, that's why it's a little bit higher. 220 overvotes and 7,515 undervotes. During this election, we had a lot of choose up to three candidates. So that's why, again, that's a little bit higher. For reference, Utah Code discusses procedurally how ballots are adjudicated. 28.4.105 states an election officer shall ensure that when a question arises regarding a vote record recorded on a manual ballot, two counting judges jointly adjudicate the ballot. The code goes on to say overvotes when a voter selects more names than there are individuals to be elected for an office, or if counting judges cannot determine the voter's choice for an office, the counting judges may not count the voter's vote for that office. However, if they're able to interpret the voter's intent, they are able to count that ballot. The code continues by stating that when counting ballots, the counting judge shall give full consideration to the intent of the voter. Along with guidance provided by the LG's office, we have created a handout available at each adjudication station explaining how to adjudicate a ballot. I'm happy to provide that to you if you're interested. I only brought one copy, but I'm happy to get more. We held our post-election audit, wherein many of you were able to observe and participate. Again, thank you so much. The audit was conducted in a publicly noticed meeting, and as recommended by the LG's office, many Board of Canvassers members were present. Prior to the audit, we provided a list of ballots and batches to the LG's office to be used in a random sample selection. The LG's office randomly selected ballots and batches to be audited, but did not inform us of their selection until 15 minutes prior to when the audit began. For this audit, the LG's office provided us 13 ICX, or in-person voting machines, to audit, and 5 by-mail batches. The audit teams included all volunteers, no clerk staff, including Council Chair Winder Newton, Council Members Granato, Harrison, and Stringham. And Councilmember Stewart was also able to observe a portion of the audit before he had to leave. Again, thank you very much for coming. We audited the 5 ballot batches. The purpose for the ballot audit is to ensure that the scanners have accurately counted the ballots by comparing the marks of the voters on the ballots to how the machines counted the ballots. The individual cast vote record was used to verify the machines properly interpreted each vote, and that there is no discrepancy between the ballot and the image of the ballot and how the ballot was counted. We also audited 13 ICX in-person voting machines. The purpose of the machine audit is to ensure that the machines accurately record the votes. This is accomplished by hand counting all erases on the VVPAT tape from a selected voting machines and comparing them with the results from the summary report as printed from the machine. There were no discrepancies found in any of the votes cast. So now on to what we're actually here to do today, the Congressional District 2 race. As I've already stated, CD2 includes parts of West Valley City, Salt Lake, South Salt Lake, Mill Creek, Kearns, and Magna. In total, there were 39,417 eligible voters who were able to participate in the Republican CD2 primary. 16,270 voters participated in this election for a 41.28% participation. We received 15,943 by mail ballots for CD2. 305 voters cast their in-person ballot for CD2. There were 12 UACAVA or overseas ballots cast for CD2. 10 voters voted provisionally for CD2 and their ballots were counted. We received 70 envelopes with a signature that did not match the voter's signature that we were not able to cure for this contest. 14 unsigned envelope affidavits that we were not able to cure, and 2 ballots that were challenged for other curable reasons. One was a power of attorney, and one they needed to provide identification, but they did not provide that. We had a total of 153 curable ballots. Of the 155 challenged ballots, 86 were not cured for a 55.5% curable ballots percentage that were not cured for this contest. The postmark deadline was moved to election day for this election because the day before the election was Labor Day. The post office was not open, so they moved it back a day. And because of that, we received 206 ballots returned after the postmark deadline. We also received 103 ballots rejected for other non-curable reasons. This could be because people did not put the ballot in the envelope, or they put a ballot to a previous election in an envelope. The total number of rejected ballots that were not curable was 309. We had 19 provisional ballots that were issued for Congressional District 2, and we were able to count 10 of them. Of the provisional ballots, we received 4 that were same-day registrations. Now onto the fun part. So the Salt Lake County portion of Congressional District 2, Becky Edwards received 9,495 votes for a 58%. Bruce Huff received 3,441 votes for 21%, and Celeste Malloy received 3,267 votes for 20%. And that is all I have to say. Is there any questions?
Sheldon.
Yeah, just really quick. So on Tuesday night, out of the 16,203 votes, how many of those were counted? And of those that weren't able to be counted, what was the reason that caused those to not be counted?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I can get those and get back to you. Majority that we had by Tuesday election night, we were able to count those. The ones that we weren't able to count, either it was because they were waiting to be cured because the signatures didn't match or they forgot to sign it, or we received them after the 8 p.m. When the officers go and close and lock up all the drop boxes, they bring those ballots back to us. We didn't have time to process all of those, but I can get you the actual statistics and numbers.
What prevents us from counting those the same night?
It takes a while to process ballots. It's not as simple as we get them, we get to count them. It's a full menagerie of things that we have to do to be able to process a ballot, starting with counting them, making sure that the signature matches what we have on file. And that's not something I take lightly. I want to make sure that we put the time and effort into that.
All right. Yeah, we probably want to follow up with
it. Absolutely. I would love to.
Sit down. I just want to commend you. It was very helpful for me to participate in the audit, and your team is incredibly professional. I met 2 volunteers that had volunteered for decades as election workers, and I just appreciate your work in continuing to set a standard for free, fair, and transparent elections in Salt Lake County. So thank you so much. And one other comment, I thought it was really interesting that only 1% of voters in this election voted in person did I get that right?
Less than 1%.
Less than 1%, so 99% by mail, which I think is a really interesting statistic. Thank you so much.
Yes, go ahead, Ann.
I'd like to compliment your team. You were awesome. I was able to come in at the beginning. You walked me through every single step. You explained how the machines were prepared. You showed me all of the signatures, all of the steps that you went through, and it was, as we went through and counted both the physical ballots and the machine tabulations, there wasn't a mistake in any of the work that you had prepared. Thank you for your transparency, your accuracy, and your explanations.
Of course, and really a big shout out to my team, who a lot of them are here today. We all take a lot of pride in what we do, so
can you have them stand?
Yeah.
Tough business these days to be involved in elections, so thanks for all you guys do, because it's not easy. So
any other? Yeah, Laurie, Mandy.
Really quick, I asked you this earlier, but I think because I've been asked this a couple times, I think it'd be good for the public to know your answer, because I think it's interesting for people to understand this. When you're looking at voters and making sure the correct people are getting the correct ballots, can you talk about that process of how you clean up the ballot lists and what you're looking for and just some of the different processes you have to use and look at to make sure those lists are getting cleaned up on a regular basis?
Sure. We use quite a bit of information. Statutorily, we go through the NCOA, the National Change of Address Form, before every single election to make sure we're cleaning up people that shouldn't be on the list. Whenever we send out mailers to people, so if it's their voter information cards, if there's anything that I need people to understand, anything that we get back, UAA, we will use that to update people's addresses. We're constantly updating addresses to the point where you and I were talking earlier, the Lieutenant Governor's office sends us people who have deceased, and within 5 days, we have to statutorily clean up our rolls, but typically it's within 1 day, and we proactively go on to the different newspapers, to look for other individuals who may fit into that category to make sure that we do have the cleanest rolls possible.
That was just helpful for me to understand what kind of some of the things you do to verify that the correct people are voting and getting ballots and things like that. So, thank you.
Dee?
Thanks for your time with this election. I guess that was technically your first one, right?
So it is, yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
On the 22 election, what was the percentage of people that voted in person versus voted by mail? Do you remember?
I'm so sorry, Dee. I don't have that in front of me, but I can find
it somewhere. Actually,
you.
I have it too. I can't remember. I just
wondered
if you have that number offhand. But yeah. I'm thinking it was quite a bit more than the
typically it is.
Okay.
In general, during even years, we typically have more participation than we see in municipal years, and especially during municipal primaries.
Okay, and then I just wanted to note that we were all invited to your audit, and I appreciate that. However, when I went down, you guys were actually already done. So,
I'm so sorry.
Which, that means, I guess you were efficient. I'm assuming you had a lot of help, so but I did
well,
talk to some
make
of your
sure
staff,
that let
and,
you know.
And I was able to talk to them for a moment. So anyway, just wanted to let you know, I did show up during my time slot, but you guys were done. So anyway, but thanks for work.
Thank you so much.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, so we will entertain a motion to approve the Canvas report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Suzanne, a second by Laurie. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Okay, is there any other committee business that we need to discuss? Seeing none, unless there's objection.
I know we're in board of councilors, but in the council meeting, it would be nice to have Lenny come back and ask some additional questions or different things that he's given a regular meeting. So if we can maybe agenda that.
Sure. Yeah, we can. That would be great. Unless there's objection, we'll go ahead and adjourn. But before doing so, I need everyone to sign this. So if you'll stick around before you sign it. How do we have council member Allen sign?
How did we do this? That we did this last time with Councilperson DeBry was not here. Is Corinne here?
Can Corinne sign for Dave?
If she,
Dave, are you okay with Corinne signing for you?
So the authorization's on the record.
His authorization's on the record. Okay, thanks everyone. Thanks for being here.
I think technically you need to move to close the board of councilors.
Thank you. We have a motion to close the board of canvassers by Lori, second by Arlen. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll close. Thank you.